All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As you know, I'm a pretentious prick, and I like the activities and aesthetics of older times.
Wow, you feel like you were born in the wrong era, you know?
How many TVs do I own, Cole?
I mean, I think you own at least like two. I know, like,
Yeah,
yeah. I
that's
mean,
true, actually.
you have like a bunch of screens. See, that's the thing.
Yeah,
Like,
previously I only owned zero.
right.
Now I own two, but the average American has four. So
Yeah.
I'm still ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you are. I've got four TVs.
Yeah, I mean, you're an average American. That's the
I
thing I
know,
always say
right?
about you.
I'm real basic is the thing.
Yeah, he's a basic boy. Yeah, so I like things, but I like to go even further. Like the average person maybe doesn't have a TV. Me, I like to go way back. Not the 60s. How about the 1860s?
Oh, yeah, we're talking wax cylinders.
Wax cylinders, baby. I love gramophones. And I brought you over here because I have on retainer, and it's through Patreon, the Patreon money. So we'll talk about that later. Somebody to draw cameos for us. I have a cameo artist.
Oh, is that okay? I don't know what a cameo is. Is that like when
It's like
some
it's
the
those things
silhouette?
where somebody draws your shadow. Yeah.
Oh, it's what it's what. Oh gosh,
Agnes
Seymour and
and
Agnes.
Seymour do.
Yeah,
Yeah, every Friday night.
every Friday, the
And we'll
walls are
do it
covered
every
with them.
Friday night
Yeah.
with Ronaldo here, who
Okay.
is a local eccentric from the community college. And he draws these cameos.
Okay.
And you and I are going to hopefully we're going to sit down for our cameos. We're going to figure out which game we're going to play just by checking and seeing where the shadow falls.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just sit
So,
here.
yeah, for about 3 hours actually, and don't move and don't breathe. So
Okay.
it sucks. So I just gotta say it's not fun. You can see the one I did over here where I sneezed and I look like a fucking Shoggoth. Like, it's not fun.
No. And with my shaggy hair, like it really makes it hard. Like sometimes
Yeah,
you get
and
a
you've been
like,
coughing a lot lately.
yeah,
Like,
that's
don't cough,
true.
dude. Do not cough.
Yeah,
Do not
okay.
cough. Ronaldo charges by the minute, and he rounds up. So you gotta watch out.
Yeah, for accounting purposes.
Yeah. Well, he has the community college credit isn't cheap, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it is the cheapest kind of credit you can get, but other than that, you know, it's not cheap compared to, say, like
To I
Costa.
mean to like sitting around at
Yeah.
like
Compared to buying nothing, it's not
yeah
cheap, you know? So.
it's not cheap compared to investing in a certificate of deposit.
Yeah.
I mean, so you said something there. This sounds like it'll be a huge hassle. Can I just do a search for Shadow Falls and see if something comes up?
Yes, but don't move your hands while you do the search because he's still doing that cameo.
Alexa, Shadow Falls.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Oh shit, that
Oh, you're
actually.
very good at
Oh.
turning me on.
Alexa, stop. Alexa.
Oh, did you
Yeah,
actually turn on the air?
it's
Yeah.
really, I thought I didn't have any of those plugged in yet because of
They
moving and
plug
stuff.
themselves in, Cole.
They do plug
Like,
themselves in. I forgot that my thermostat has it.
oh.
Yeah.
What did it do to your heat?
It is freezing. Gary, help.
Oh, you're probably gonna kill Willie. He's down there in your thermostat.
Yeah.
You know? Not touch Willie.
No,
That'd be
it
nice.
was my thermostat read me the weather. Let's see here. Double Dragon 5, The Shadow Falls.
Cool. Beat him up.
Me blah. No.
I sat down to play this. I had a real thought. Boy, a lot has happened to Double Dragon since I last checked in. Like, what's been going on with Double Dragon? It's been a
It's
while since I've been there, and
a little
boy.
bit and it's a little bit like that Akewood arc about Oregon Trail. Did I have you read that?
No, I
Like
don't think so.
it's like the gang went back and played Oregon Trail, and in the meantime it had been modded to include a bunch of stuff about like relationships. So
Okay.
it's like Hiram the blacksmith like plies you with alcohol and massages your back and stuff. And it's like Hiram's dog needs an expensive operation again. Yeah.
There's definitely some things have happened in the world of Double Dragon.
Yes. So, Gary, what's your name?
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
The Abject Suffering, the show where you play bad games so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us, Sam? So this is a random game. Sam suggested this. So in my mind, I think the last Double Dragon game that I played was Double Dragon 2. In my mind, Double Dragon is a game about two strong men who do who do ninja stuff on the streets. And ninja stuff in the sheets, presumably, but that's in the sense, you know, they purge that from the Nintendo version, and then the game ends. I think that they did stuff with the Battletoads once.
They did hang out with they're friends with the Battletoads. They don't like each other that much because it does the, you know, Double Dragon is the game that has that famous twist where you get to the end and it becomes a versus game.
Yes.
Which is very cool and subversive and feels like an indie game thing to do now. I really love that. And Double Dragon 2 is a legit really good game.
Yeah.
It's the only good one, though. Like, Double Dragon 1 is not very fun. Double Dragon 3 is too hard and has too much platforming. I don't think Double Dragon 4 exists. I think it's like a Leonard Part 6 kind of situation. And then you jump right to Double Dragon 5, which is not even a thing.
Right. Double Dragon 5, which is where the series was bitten by a lore vampire. And it went through a terrible transformation.
Well, because of the animated series.
Yes, which like I didn't know existed.
An animated series. Yeah, and it's ugly.
Whew, it is really bad. I love the theme song, though. Dragon packed, you do dragon stuff. It's dragons, you do a dragon thing.
It's weirdly, like, not catchy. Like,
there's no melody. It's just somebody singing about dragons.
So this part's fine, but there's too many pauses. There's all these like downtime to catch up.
It's like, I mean, it's extremely arrhythmic. Like, there's no real meter that I can discern.
No, it's like somebody just started singing. It's like the bicycle safety camp music. Like, somebody just was improvising and then they added the music to it later.
Yes.
You know, somebody like cakewalk to just like throw in all the requisite beats.
Yeah, it's like that joke tourist commercial for Cleveland. Here's the things you can do in Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that you played that because people probably would have thought that I was exaggerating when I said,
no,
you do the thing like a dragon. You breathe some fire and collect some gold.
Like a dragon. Like, yeah, it is. It is very just made up as it goes along. It's very weird. The show, I didn't watch very much of the show. I only watched a little bit of it, but it reimagines like Double Dragon, which is just like two. I mean, maybe this lore gets expanded in 3 and 4, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this might be based on something, but as far as I know, Double Dragon, it's like two street toughs who just get, you know, go and rescue a lady.
Yeah,
that's kind of the game. Now they are part of like they fight an ancient order called the Shadow Warriors, and it's like a Saturday morning cartoon kind of thing where they hang out and fight crime against this extremely colorful gang of weirdos that just show up to do crimes.
Yeah, that immediately outclass them in terms of like in being interesting because
they're so much more interesting.
Yeah, because Billy and Jimmy, like, it's like Ryu and Ken. Exactly.
Yeah, they suck. And on the screen, they have the same face, but their hair changes on the character select screen.
Uh-huh.
And this, like, switching back and forth between them is very weird because nothing changes except for their haircuts. And it's like an app, like, to test out new haircuts for your men. You know?
Yeah, dude cuts.
Yeah, dude. It's like the dude cuts app. Download the dude cuts. Let's go through this roster.
Yeah, let's do this. So remember when we did this with Primal Rage, this one gives us a little bit more because it is less just like caveman gods. We've got some stats like likes, dislikes.
Yep. I got to pull up the manual here because I accidentally closed it when I was closing Primal Rage stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I put it in your Slack as well because we need to talk about this manual. I enjoy this quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, the manual is good. And yeah, I looked at this earlier.
Yeah.
It was just a fatality of an accidental tab closing.
So let me just, before we do the roster here, the manual is done like a comic, and all of the dialogue is just the two characters explaining how to play the game to each other.
Yeah, there's a really good, like, there's like Jimmy just like angrily looking at the camera saying, "This is the main menu. Scroll up at the control panel, then press start."
Music test and sound test allow you to hear all the audio in the game just for fun, says Billy with a party hat on. And then both of them say, "Pick audio, either mono or stereo," and they're holding signs that say mono or stereo.
I really like the page where when they're looking at their dossier files for their thing, and it's just Jimmy or Billy looking through a filing cabinet.
Mm.
Like, hey, kids. And yeah, I think that's pretty fun. Yeah. It's also very much, when we say a comic, it is very much like a 90s Valiant comic.
Yes.
Kind of thing. It's not even Image. It's like a Archer and Armstrong kind of thing or something like that. Yeah. Like, it's real rough. But let's go through these guys, because these guys are pretty great.
Yeah.
This rogues gallery here.
So Billy is so boring that his like is milk.
Yep.
I would love a big tall glass of milk.
Whereas Jimmy likes video games at least, but he dislikes bad hair days.
Yeah.
Oh, and also Billy dislikes the Shadow Master. No shit.
You know who I dislike, Gary? My enemies.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I do like? Milk and my friends. Yeah, these guys suck.
Yeah.
Double Dragon, those guys are idiots and they're bad.
Charisma voids.
Some way cooler right off the bat is Blade.
Whew. He received his first prosthetic implants during the war. Yes, please. Yep.
Which has removed his entire cardiac system and left him cruel and heartless.
Mm.
So, but not given to emotional outbursts. So he is this like cold army man guy with these blades on his shoulders and does diving attacks.
Yeah. That's, however, even though he doesn't have a conscious, he has been known to shed a tear over a perfect souffle.
He's a gourmand.
Yes.
He loves gourmet food and he hates fast food because he's from France.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Now this, it's going to seem like we're climaxing too soon, but I think it makes more sense to do these in order.
Yes.
We got to talk about Bones.
So Bones is the character that I played as, because we have to be parodies of ourselves.
Yeah. Just like, I'm just going to read this whole bio.
Okay.
Because it's the whole thing is just really good. Formerly a valet to King Sargon II, Bones was consequently in tune with his master when he died. Rattles when he walks, so he can't sneak up on anyone. The question of whether or not Bones is actually alive has never been fully answered. Favorite song is Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
So Bones,
okay. So
Bones, he's a skeleton.
What is his date of birth, Cole?
His date of birth is same as Dust.
No, he was a valet. You have the date of birth, you idiot.
He's a skeleton who has a tattoo of a cobra on his forehead. So it's like a Grim Fandango tattoo. It's Scrimshaw. Yeah.
His likes, Marilyn Monroe.
Top notch.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Dislikes dogs. Pretty good.
Okay.
Into him.
Yes.
Into him a lot. He carries around a laser blaster because as a valet of King Sargon II,
it makes sense for him to be.
And he loves rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's not here. That's shown on Wikipedia.
Of course. Yeah. We have Countdown, who is a rocket man.
Yeah, he is a rocket man. Assembled during the last night of Mardi Gras. He was a factory reject from the infamous Baton Rouge Bionics Lab.
The infamous, checking, yeah. Get
Jeremy to double check on this bad boy.
Yeah. It is, yeah. His fighting style is Dissin. Yep. So he just runs the dozens on you.
And he was sold as scrap to a low-profile California game company. has been heard to mutter to himself, "The only way, surefire way, is to nuke the site from orbit." So he's like an online game.
Yeah.
And he plays accordion in a Zydeco band.
Okay.
That's weird.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, but like pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, Dominique.
Dominique, who's straight up just a leather dom.
Sexy Dominique.
Yeah.
Right here.
Her date of birth is not telling, because women are sensitive about their age.
Yeah. And she likes aerobics and dislikes flab. So, okay.
Her fighting style is dirty.
But she's 5'11". Like, in real life, this would be a fucking snack and a half, dude. Just saying, like, if any of these characters were going to come to life, Bones would be pretty great.
Just without question.
Yeah. But if any of them were going to come alive, like, you know, two of them were going to come to life.
Yeah.
Probably Dominique.
I would push Dominique in front of a train so I could get Bones.
The phrasing of snack as like a sexy person thing is such a gift, because in my head, so me and my friend have been doing that like semi-ironically.
Okay.
Not really ironically, but like, is a lady friend of mine that we like somehow talking about hot women doesn't feel gross when I'm talking about it with a woman.
Okay.
You know, like if me and you were just like, hey, look at that lady, that's gross. But if it's me and like a lady doing it, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so we just, there's somebody at a coffee shop who we've referred to as like a snack, as kind of a, like a joke. And she sent me a text where she's like, someone's flirting with the snack, abort, abort, or something like that. It's just very funny to me. But just like having snack as a phrase, because I'll just like walk by, you know, some lady and she's like walking a dog and she's real hot. And I'll just be like, dog snack. And then I'll walk by a lady dressed all in black and she's, you know, pretty hot. And I'll be like, goth snack. And just and just allows me just to like let it go into the ether and not think about it. It's this weird like way to just kind of like have it be gone from my brain. It's very funny to me. I don't know.
We have Ice Pick, who looks a little bit like Goro. He's got the top knot there.
Yeah, it's like Iceman with a top knot.
Yeah. He longs for a normal relationship with those of his own kind.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Who are his own kind?
I don't know.
We don't actually get the information from this.
No.
Which you'd think you get that. You know, not particularly fun. Just like a nice character. He's fine. Jawbreaker, who is only really good for this illustration. Like, this is very weird.
He's very penile. He's like a man who is a dick what walks like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breaker hails from the Midwest.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. So he and surviving on the Great Plains enabled him to eat anything. So like, is that
including
like,
hot dish?
Can he eat hot dish?
Yeah. He can eat anything as long as it is in a big flat dish with tater tots and cream of mushroom soup.
Yep. Yep. All dump dinners.
Yep.
The human dump dinner. And just likes flossing, which I think is not very nice. And his fighting style is Chuzitsu, which is like, I don't really understand what you're doing there.
Like Jujitsu, but Chuzitsu. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I get that. But the zit is really emphasized too. And I don't understand why that feels
Battletoads residue.
Yeah. 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 once you truck with the toads, you don't get clean, you know?
we have Sekka. Yep. Who's like a ninja lady.
Yeah, and there's not a whole lot to her. The one thing about Sekka is when I played the game, I played his bones, it started me off with a mirror match, and it was easy. Mm-hmm. And then Sekka was the next match, and she wiped the floor with me.
Yeah. Well, so, that's the thing. This game is quite difficult. Most of my, like, no matter which character I played as, I abandoned bones after a couple of rounds. Most of the special moves, and even, like, regular moves, the animations were too long. Like, enemies would just interrupt me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the animations are too long and too choppy. Bones does have an attack where he just presents his skull. Did you do that?
Yep.
He just holds it out. It's really great. Yeah. He just holds it out, and if it hits somebody, great. If not,
yeah. We have the Shadow Master, who is just, evil incarnate. Fine.
Yep. Main bad guy. Yeah. These are in alphabetical order, so that's why he gets to be in the middle rather than the end. Sickle, who seems like he's really biting blade steez. What with these arm swords?
Yeah, there's very little difference. He likes styling moose, but he dislikes dull knives.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And then Trigger Happy, who is like a Guile kind of character, like a military.
He's like Guile Mega Man. He's good because he's got a big cannon on his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He's
the rest of the comic tells you how to play.
Yeah.
You know, again, and is in comic mode, which is cute and fun.
Mm-hmm.
This manual is definitely like more than this game deserves.
Absolutely. I wish this was a manual for a better game.
Yeah, this is probably one of the best manuals.
Yeah.
You know? Good job.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah. This is pretty fun.
Yeah, but the game is just like a shitty, like it's a shitty Street Fighter clone. It's really, really bad.
Yeah, really bad Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Like, better or worse than Primal Rage? I don't know. Like, better, the cast of characters makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Me, but it's like, it's probably a slightly worse game, but it doesn't matter because neither of them are above the floor of like what you should play,
right? They do not actually warrant attention.
Yeah. The Wikipedia goes whoa, cool. You know, when I said Double Dragon, there isn't a Double Dragon 4
Super.
Yeah, I guess it's Super. It kind of doesn't look like there is one.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. It's at the end.
What?
Double Dragon 4 is a beat 'em up game for PlayStation. Oh, it came up later. It's like the one, it's the modern one they just put out where they're like ignoring that 5 happened.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Super is that, what they didn't say Super, but for a second I was like, whoa, like, how did I guess that?
Weird. Yeah.
It's kind of like Castlevania 4, I guess.
Yeah.
But the Wikipedia goes out of its way to just mention how Trade West had nothing to do with this.
Right. Like, there's it's very completely defensive. like this was all American developed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's ridiculous because like they've got this manual, they've got this cast of characters. They even have a quest mode. And aside from like a cutscene at the beginning, which shows the Shadow Master mixing mixing beakers of green liquid, like there's no story. I was expecting there to be like something, but no, nothing. Nothing.
Some liquid got mixed.
Yes, some liquid got mixed and then bad guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. You had to get most of the story from the cartoon, which includes a character from the Shadow Gang that I really wanted to see.
Okay.
Because it starts off, they're starting a new energy concern for the city. We switch over to the Shadow Master. This is the second episode. I'm talking about the one where it has the weird hillbilly conquistador.
Yes. Yeah.
So the Shadow Master's hanging out. A hillbilly conquistador comes up and starts talking to the Shadow Master.
well, that's some trick you pulled, partner. Rebuilding this here hacienda.
Your voice makes 1,000 fingernails on chalkboard seem like a gurgling stream.
well, heck, I can talk softer if you...
That won't be necessary. This mural is a testimonial to those who fail me. He fits in well, don't you think?
And then walls him up.
So we're not talking about Cask of Amontillado.
No. It's like Amontillado is the cask. Like
a cask for Amontillado.
Amontillado, yes. He uses his magic to like push him into a wall, like a living wall situation. It's some straight up Monsters Manual shit.
It was just straight up like from the like from the afterlife in the Forgotten Realms. He throws him, and then this screaming hillbilly conquistador. And I've cut in
which,
some audio.
Which we didn't really talk about that very much, but no part of that is inaccurate, and it contains the entirety of him. He is dressed like a conquistador. He is a screaming hillbilly. Like, but gets put into a mural.
Yeah, just he gets thrown against the wall, and like it yields like goo, and then just closes around him.
Why would you want a mural of people you didn't like? Like, why would you keep around this wall?
But like, if you knew they were in there, you could look at them and say, "I killed that guy."
I suppose that's true.
Yeah,
you know,
they're psychos, yeah. Gary.
Yeah, I guess that's true. If I had, I would not, I have enemies.
Okay.
And I would not, if I, I would like to walk
up. Gary, who's your enemy?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you on air.
Okay.
So
the Unipiper.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm a man who's online.
Yeah.
I have enemies. There are people I don't.
Okay.
I would not want these, I would like these enemies to be walled up, but not on a wall that I have to look at.
Okay.
When I say walled up, I mean in like the Shadow Master, not in a Amontillado way.
Right. So you would want them
too cruel. I just want them to like, you know.
Well, no. What you want to do? You want to wall up the worst of them in a house where all of the other enemies live, or forced, yeah. Or they're imprisoned, right? So they can see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just like if you guys don't, you know, stop fucking posting, you guys are going to become part of the wall instead of being.
Yeah. No.
See
what happened to Unipiper here? Unipiper, he didn't log off. There you go.
If you motherfuckers don't log off, then you're just going to become part of the wall. I would shove them into a floor in the place I live, though. That feels appropriate to me. And then you can also put a nice rug. You know, this part of the rug is a little bit lumpy. And then you could just be like, oh, well, that's where I floored up my enemy.
What's the likelihood that once the Screaming Conquistador is walled, and there are many other people who have been thrown into this wall, is he still sentient? Can he see?
That's
like, is he trapped? Does he have a mouth, and can he scream?
So my preference, for my purposes, for doing this to people who wrong me online,
okay,
would be no. I don't want to torture anyone for eternity. I just need them to go away. So that's why I don't want to Montalotto them, because then they have to like starve to death.
Yeah. Well, what you want is for them to be frozen. It's like a stasis, right?
Yes.
It's like most science fiction, like there are a lot of science fiction stories where like, okay, we've got our ultra criminals and what we're going to do, we have to lock them away. What we're going to do is we're going to hold them in stasis in a mega prison. Yes.
Yes.
And that's what for them, time passes in an instant, and they emerge completely alienated into a world that they do not understand, but they still have like their crazy, like, you know, jaws of life and stuff, you know.
I would that would be a way to just skip the middleman and just teleport them like 60 years into the future.
It's somebody else's problem. I didn't technically kill you.
It'd just be my children's problem. You know, and then they can annoy my children by like cyber, you know, whatever is the equivalent of being bad posts, you know, in the future, you know?
Yeah.
But like, it'd be a pretty cool thing to be able to do. And I would like to be able to do it. I don't want to actually have anyone be tortured for eternity. Like,
right.
I learned the lesson from Mask of the Betrayer. That wall's no good.
Yeah. The wall needs to go.
Yeah. The wall needs to go. So like, you know, I don't want, but if they couldn't feel anything in the wall, or if the wall just like they got unthawed from the wall in the event of my death.
Yeah.
Like I make it part of my will, you know, that when I die, somebody has to come around and like de-wall all these fucking internet goons.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. See, what I would like to do instead of walling them, I would like to do like, just like paint a mural of them doing something that they're vehemently opposed to, you know, like officiating a gay wedding.
Sure.
Like, yeah, I think that'd be a good way to go.
That would be satisfying at least a little bit, but it wouldn't.
It wouldn't get rid of them. Yeah.
Nothing stops those people.
Yeah.
You can't shame somebody into being better.
Well, you can't shame somebody who doesn't have any shame. Is the thing.
That's the thing. Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
So if you're unwilling to officiate a gay wedding, you're lost.
Yes.
Like that is, you know, there's no coming back from that. So like you can't fix them. But this is, the enemies I'm talking about aren't even that like bad. They're just people who are thinking.
Like enemy seems like way too grandiose of a term for what you're talking about. Like I don't want to deny your feelings, because you know, like I get that too. There are people whose names I see, it's like, oh, this shit again. But yeah, like enemy?
What's less than enemy though? Like what, is there a word that means like smaller enemy?
Just like an annoyance? Like there are plenty of folks, you know, who I would call annoyances, but
annoyance. Annoyance is good, but I also feel like annoyance kind of carries with it a temporariness. Like if it's something that just kind of continuously comes up.
But I mean, like a pebble in your shoe, like it, you know, as long as it's there, it's always going to be annoying.
But you can take a pebble out of your shoe.
Right, but it keeps coming back.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like a monkey's ball.
Talking about. Instead of saying enemy, I can say magic pebble.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So it's a magic pebble. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so
everyone will know what I mean.
I'm fully willing to admit that my inability to comprehend either of us having enemies is purely a result of the fact that I don't really feel emotions.
Okay. So. Yeah, you're like a regular.
It's like a Jerry Seinfeld blade. Kind of thing. Oh, like a regular blade.
Yeah. Manual, yeah.
Yeah. No, this is like
cardiac system removed. Yeah.
Oh man.
I just don't know another word for it. If there's another word for it, I would use it. But
yeah. You know. So like, would you wall up Ben Shapiro?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, any alright chads would immediately get walled up.
Okay. Without question. Okay.
Yeah, without question. Ben Shapiro goes.
Yeah. Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I know a lot of people like him, but he'd go.
Yeah.
But part of that is just that I think he's really unpleasant.
Yes. See, that's I
think he's bad, but then also exceedingly unpleasant. Like, what's the alternative? If the choice is wall him up or have him over for dinner, you know?
like lure him over for dinner.
Yeah, to wall him up, because you're not going to have dinner with that guy.
No.
Like, can you imagine?
I mean, it'd be terrible. Yeah.
Woof. Yeah, no thanks. So I think you will be, I mean, we can just cut to the end of this. I think you'll be shocked by how light my trigger finger is on the old wall gun.
do you really think I'll be shocked, Gary?
No, but I'm just saying if we can just skip to get to the end of.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't want them. I just, you know, I got to be able to mute people, but for reality, like,
right. You know, right. So here's my question. So, but you know, just like, again, I don't want to like take it to the extreme. However, I think the logical question is who just barely misses getting walled.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. So like you have to deliberate on it, but they are just on the side of not being walled.
Probably somebody who I find the most annoying, but is, impacts my life, like not at all. And is also, something about annoying about something that doesn't matter.
Okay. Like, I can't think of an example, Bill Maher, he doesn't really affect your life that much, but he's annoying because Islamophobia is bullshit.
Yeah. Like he's actually kind of problematic. So it'd be somebody who is like, not quite really like a problem, you know, but it's kind of hard. It'd be like maybe like the most obnoxious, like, musician or something like that. Something that doesn't really matter, you know. I find it annoying. I don't like it when I have to, you know, but then those songs already exist.
That's the thing, like they're still on the radio. Like you can wall up the musician, but you know, you can't actually wall up the song that's out there.
I don't want to wall up every DJ in America.
See, I do. Yeah, let me pick my own music.
Yeah, just then make it like a terrible labyrinth.
A labyrinth for DJs.
Yeah, we're like Amnesia. A labyrinth for
DJs. It's a rhythm stealth game.
Yeah, it's a rhythm stealth game where the end boss is Rick Dees.
And then the skeleton of a VG presides over.
Yeah, skeleton of a BG and Casey Kasem's ghost.
Yeah,
and that's the tribunal at the end.
See, but okay, so like, who is the Agrippa in that situation? Because in Amnesia: Dark Descent, you've got Agrippa who acts as your buddy. Like, is it DJ Shadow? Like, so if you're amazing all of the DJs, there are some good DJs, right? Like DJ Shadow, cool, good. Is he on your side? Like, is he helping you through this?
I think so. Okay. I think he guides you and stuff through like using wall tricks and stuff, you know, wall magic, cool. Like the opposite of what they do in Labyrinth.
Right.
What those critters do, you know? So,
man.
I don't know. This is one of those things where I can't, you know, I say this now because it's fictional.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to be trusted with the power. Like if I had the power, maybe I'd be like, you know, these people are actually harmless. I'm not going to put them on a wall.
Right. Right.
You know, but I would do a thing where like Eternal Sunshine them from my brain.
Okay.
You know, or make it so like maybe I just couldn't see their words or see them.
Yeah.
You know, something that does it to me is not an act of violence to them, but they just like block them, like how I have, you know, people and things blocked on Twitter. Like I would do.
Yeah. It's like if they pop up, like if somebody retweets something they say, it's like, oh, this doesn't look like anything to me. Like that's what you want.
That's what I want. And they could be in person too. Like I could see them at a party and they could be like, hey, what's up? And I could just kind of like nod and then move away and just not even remember that it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that'd be great. Like, I don't want to spend any mind time on them or eye time or ear time, you know? But I mean, just like actually walling them up, I probably wouldn't do it. I wonder often if I could be trusted with those kinds of powers, you know, because I feel like the right thing to do is not to wall people up over minor internet shit, but,
but just, here we are.
Here we are. I just don't know. I don't want to be tempted, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's a, like a Hancock kind of thing, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly like Hancock, actually. Like that's a good point of comparison, actually. You know? Or like the button.
Yes.
You know, the button or the box or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I've always said the box, it's like you take it, you push it five times, then push it and put it in a closet and forget about it. And that's like how the right thing to do with the button.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Can you clarify for people what the button is?
It's that old Twilight Zone or Richard Matheson story where like a spooky eye gives you a box and when you press it, someone on Earth dies who you have no relation to. Mm-hmm. It won't be somebody you know or somebody who knows somebody you know, and you get $1 million.
Oh, so capitalism.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Like and then put it away and then be like, okay, well, I'm going to give a bunch of this money to charity, and then I'm going to take some of it for myself. We go maybe get some wings, you know, and then that's the box. I don't get tempted to like continually pressing it and stuff, which is how I'm pretty sure that story goes. It's been a long time since I've read it.
I think so. Yeah. It's like, it's basically click is an adaptation of the box.
Yes, exactly. If I had a clicker, I wouldn't have to wall anybody up either.
True. You just fast forward through them.
Right? Yeah, fast forward through them or you can pause them, I think.
Yeah, you can pause them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get click mixed up with Bruce Almighty. They seem really similar to me. Yeah.
Well, getting those powers would also mean I wouldn't have to wall anybody.
Yeah.
I would also take the Bruce Almighty powers.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce Almighty is really it is incredibly existentially troubling to me, actually.
What way?
Specifically the part where he all of a sudden can hear everybody's prayers and it drives him insane, and he decides what is the least maddening way to do this, and he turns it into an email inbox with everybody's prayers.
Yeah. I've not actually seen that movie. I didn't know that happened. That's very funny.
Yeah. I don't know that it's a great movie. It has an amazing scene with Steve Carell, and then they immediately turned around and made a sequel, Evan Almighty, where Steve Carell turns into Noah, which I understand is very bad, but
That's Superman problem. Like Superman always has to deal with just being able to save the world and not doing it.
Right. Ought implies can, you know, and if you can, then you ought, right?
Yeah. That would be very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would get some, like, I think if I was in that situation though, if I had Bruce Almighty powers, I'd get some real nice, like, Beats by Dre and could probably drown that shit out. No.
just get some prayer canceling headphones.
Get some prayer. Get my wall friend DJ Shadow to help me with some good beats. Anywho, the DJ Shadow falls.
Ooh, yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway,
that's all the Double Dragon I have space for in my life.
Me too. There was really nothing good on Game Facts for this one, unfortunately. Just a lot of reviews properly calling this garbage. So,
yeah, it's not good. If you like this show, though, don't call us garbage. Instead, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and throw us a couple dollars.
Yeah, just a handful, you know.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. You can also rate and review the show on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are reviewed. And you can also tell your friends about it.
Yeah. All of those are very good things to do. Otherwise, stick around. And maybe, you know, we've got a lot of episodes. If you're a very recent listener, I think a lot of our episodes hold up. Go back and listen to a few. Revisit some favorites. So too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And until next time, who is Waldog?
Wahlburgers.
Where's Waldog?